Thor started to speak, thought about it, thought he would shut up and live instead, all in the one brief half-second glance he got from the boss. But someone did object. A dry, hoarse croak erupted from below. It was the warden from the prison cage, on the scene at last. It seemed that everyone else was there as well. All the various penal assistants to the warden, most of the major civic officials, and quite a few spectators. The clearing at the foot of the ramp was a small field of long green robes fluttering in the breeze. The warden was Lindrel eloquent. He began by welcoming Borglund's seeds and promising prayers of virility. Borglund was silent. Only momentarily nonplussed, the warden continued. He spoke of the great gulf between stars, the greater gulf between beings. He talked about the further greatness of communication and said he knew that Borglund would agree. Borglund was silent. Now a little nervous, the warden went on about sovereignty, about different cultures and customs being included therein. The warden implied possible disfavor, Lindrel-wise, concerning breaches of that authority. He meant me, of course. When Borglund was silent about that, the warden stepped back. The, call him Major, of the city, then stepped forward in his regal best. Gold trimmed his green robes. He carried a solid platinum hoop over his shoulder. The Major was Lindrel tough. He threatened Borglund's ship. He threatened his men. He threatened his seeds. Lastly, he threatened himself. Borglund stood there a while in the ensuing tense silence, watching the Lindrel. Then he took one step toward the throng and pointed a thick finger at the end of a thicker arm, directly at the Major, and said,
"Go away."
And they went away. Every one of them. They didn't even have to think about it. An hour later, in orbit, I stepped into the fresher. 2 hours later, now out of orbit, I stepped out. Except for a couple of spots, I was no longer gray. I was pink, actually, like a pinched baby, but still better than gray. Borglund called me into the captain's stateroom after I had eaten. He was surprisingly courteous, asking me all about myself and commiserating about my prison time. I spent well over an hour inventing a past. It became a lot of fun, and toward the end, terribly convincing as I got into the role. Throughout, Borglund said little, merely nodding and agreeing or even chuckling at some instant escapade from my youth. And then, after all my lies and all my talk and all the work involved, he leaned back in his chair at last and said, with a sickening smile,
"Well, Jack, I'm glad you got that off your chest. Now, do you want a job?"
So he had known. All along he had known. But I was Jack Crow.